Today, we're headed back into a room. It's not a big room. It's not a fancy room. Just a simple upstairs room in a house in Jerusalem. Today, this simple, quiet room turns into bold public courage. So let's head in your Bible to the New Testament book of Acts. So it's morning. Sunlight is coming through the windows. It's shadows on the ground, and you see those little dust balls that are kind of floating in the sunshine. The disciples are together. They're talking about everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks, and they've lived through a lot. Think about the last few weeks. Jesus washed their feet. Jesus died on the cross, and then 3 days later, there's an empty tomb. Then they see Jesus alive again, walking, talking, laughing, eating, and saying, "Peace be with you." Then for 40 days, time and time again, there is no doubt Jesus is alive. Then all of a sudden, Jesus ascends to heaven. And now the disciples wait. They're not sure what comes next or what direction to go. And Acts 2 says, "Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Something like fire rests on the head of each disciples, and they are filled with the Holy Spirit. The disciples step outside and they see a massive crowd. The noise, the confusion, the voices, the questions. Nobody understands what just happened. Right in the middle of all that noise and confusion, one moment changes everything. In Acts 2, verse 14, it says, "Then Peter stood up with the 11. He raised his voice and addressed the crowd." This is an important moment. Peter stands up in the middle of the confusion, in the middle of the questions, when nobody else steps forward. Peter raises his voice and Peter talks about Jesus. People begin to understand. Hearts are changed. Lives are opened up because one person stepped up. The Bible says over 3,000 people believed. So what about you in this moment? Remember that sometimes courage doesn't start big. Courage begins with the small moments right now. So in your class, when someone is being made fun of and nobody says anything, maybe you could stand up. With your friends, when you know something isn't right, but you know staying quiet is easier, maybe you say something. In a moment where everyone else waits, maybe you feel the push to step forward and speak out and do what's right. Remember that you are not alone in these moments. The same Holy Spirit who gave Peter courage is with you right now. You don't have to stay stuck. You can stand up and speak and trust that God will give you the courage you need each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.